It's Wednesday, which means it's time for a new episode. Welcome back to those who have been here before, and a very happy welcome to those listening into this podcast for the very first time. My name is Elizabeth Kasuja, and today I want us to talk about 5 unexpected ways that you can build your confidence. As a young girl, I was extremely shy and I had low self-esteem around people that were not my family. I lacked self-confidence probably as a result of having been bullied when I was much younger. And looking back now, as a confident young adult, definitely older and hopefully wiser, I want to share 5 unexpectedly simple ways that anyone can use to build their self-confidence. So first and foremost, the word confidence comes from a Latin verb, fidere, which means to trust. Therefore, having self-confidence is having trust in yourself. The reason it's very important to have self-confidence is because it grants you access to more opportunities. It helps you lead a life that you want to live. It enables you to tap into networks that will ultimately contribute to helping you grow into the best version of yourself. And according to psychology, whenever someone has feelings of self-doubt, they unintentionally give off subtle cues that plant doubt in other people's minds. Have you ever met someone and you know you instantly felt like there is something off about this person? You can't place your finger on what's missing or what's wrong, but you somehow doubt their abilities to execute whatever they claim they can? Yeah, it just so happens that we all pick up on those subtle cues of true emotions, and we also unintentionally give them off, and it's just human psychology. When you are lacking in self-confidence, it will sometimes come off as incompetence. And our capacity to handle situations in life expands only to what our confidence will allow, which is why it is really important to cultivate self-confidence within ourselves and within those that have been placed in our care. I have a question for you. If you are able to attain an unshakable level of self-confidence, what would you do differently? You know, confidence comes as a direct result of viewing yourself in the most positive light possible. So it is something that you can proactively develop for yourself. Self-confidence does not just happen to you while you wait passively. If you leave it up to the world around you, you've built your confidence on sandy ground. What you need is a rock-solid foundation, and this comes from building your confidence from within. It comes from first paying attention to your self-confidence so that you can exude that confidence externally. And I know much has been said about building self-confidence, you know, create a plan, set goals, fake it until you make it, find the right mentor, etc. But today I just want to discuss 5 simple and straightforward ways that are not usually shared in mainstream media. Number 1, take chances that make you feel uncomfortable. There is a paper that was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology by one psychiatrist called Jay Cohen, where his research found that the commonest kind of doubt is self-doubt. And typically people who self-doubt do so because of a negative self-image, whether you acknowledge it consciously or not. And these people have concluded that they cannot trust themselves either to come to reasonable conclusions or to even control their lives. And today I just want you to know that the moment you doubt if you can do something, you greatly limit your ability to do it. And my advice would be, do not be afraid to feel uncomfortable. Don't be afraid to look silly or to feel uneasy in front of people. Just, you know, allow yourself to feel a bit uncomfortable, but do it. Do whatever it is you feel you have to do without doubting your strength. Don't doubt yourself and your ability to be able to do something. And allow yourself to grow your inner strength and build your self-confidence by occasionally putting yourself in situations where you are forced to overcome new and unknown obstacles. You should also commit to learning, adapting, growing, experimenting, getting out of your comfort zone and staying out of your comfort zone. And you should decide that your visions and goals are more important than your self-imposed limitations. I'll say that again. Decide that your visions and your goals are more important than your self-imposed limitations. Dare to try. Believe that you can, and you are literally halfway there. So whatever it is that is in your mind right now, that's exactly what I'm trying to talk to you about. I know someone is going to feel attacked by this statement, but I'm just trying to encourage you. That podcast that you have been as if starting for the last 3 years, just start. Just, you know, put out your first episode, put out your second episode, put out your third episode, get feedback, keep improving. Allow that experience, allow yourself to step out of your comfort zone and allow yourself to grow. Do not be afraid to look silly. Just take that chance, no matter how uncomfortable it makes you feel. Brings me to my point number 2. Fail fast and fail often. There is this Chinese proverb that I really like. It says, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Many times we have excuses, you know. I should have done this when I was younger. I should have started my business when I was, you know, 22. Or I should have, like, there is a lot of I should have, and then we paralyze ourselves, we fail to move forward. And many times the fear of failure is what holds us back from what we want to do. So let's say you want to write a book, you want to go back to school, you want to start your master's, you want to start a podcast, you want to, you know, start a business, you want to start a charity centered around something you deeply believe in, but you're so afraid of failure and failure is holding you back. I just want you to know I've failed a lot. I've failed so many times. So I would say I'm kind of a pro on failure to a certain extent anyway. I just want to assure you that that fear that you're feeling, that fear of failure, it's always strongest in the beginning. Once you allow yourself to listen to point one and you take chances to do the things that are uncomfortable and allow yourself a chance to build your confidence, that fear will go away with time. That fear of, you know, what will people think about me? What if it fails? What if no one listens in? What if no one wants to, you know, buy my products? Whatever it is, that fear is very strongest in the beginning. And then as you act, as you do whatever action it is that you're afraid of, it starts to fade away. You start to realize that, you know, that perfect plan that you are trying to make was never going to work out in the first place. And many times, many of us get stuck in that planning phase where, you know, everything has to be perfect on paper before you go out and act. But by the time you go out, things have changed, technology has changed, Maybe your situation has changed. You don't have the time anymore. You don't have the energy, or you know your financial situation does not allow it. The best time to start is now. And then trust that the confidence is going to come as you go along. And then you need to understand that you must encounter many defeats in order to learn how to not be defeated. Failing in itself is a process of learning. It helps you grow. It helps you know who you are. It teaches you what you can rise from. It teaches you how you can still rise after you fall. And it is this process of failure that boosts your confidence gradually over time. And I want you to always remember that it doesn't matter how many times you fail or how slowly you go. As long as you do not stop taking steps forward, keep taking those baby steps in the direction you want to go. In the end, those who don't care that failure is inevitable are most often the ones who achieve success. So learn to fail fast and fail often, because it creates confidence when you realize that each failure is a lesson and brings you closer to your next success. Number 3, ignore what most people think of you. Joel Osteen is a preacher in the US, and in one of his sermons, he said something that really stayed with me. He said, "People have a right to their opinion, and you have the right to ignore it. People will always talk. People will always have an opinion about what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, how you should dress, how you should conduct yourself, what you should study. Like, basically, everyone has an opinion. But it's important that you learn to ignore what most people think of you. And you need to remember that the most important opinion should be the one that you hold about yourself. What do I mean by this? It means you need to learn to have an opinion about yourself, to stay rooted in what you believe in, to stay true to your values and beliefs, to recognize your attitudes towards certain things. Because when you form an opinion about yourself and you give yourself a chance to be more self-aware, it helps you become immune to when people think negatively about you. Be who you are, say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. If you have an over preoccupation with perception and trying to please everyone and meet people's expectations, you'll be living life for other people and not for yourself. You really have no responsibility to live up to what everyone else thinks you ought to accomplish, but you owe it to yourself to live up to what you feel you want to accomplish. Imagine how different your life would be if you stopped allowing people who don't matter to poison your mind with their opinions. You know, social media has most of us fooled. We have so many friends on Facebook, so many followers on Instagram and Twitter, and all these different social networks and platforms that we are part of. And we mistake them for friends who have earned a say in our lives and how we get to live it. That's wrong. If you want to build your confidence, then you should focus on earning and maintaining the trust and respect of the few people in your life who matter. It could be close family members, your real friends, mentor figures, but try not to be so worried about what the whole world thinks about you, because you'll find that when you earn the trust and respect of these special people, no matter where you go or what you attempt to do, you'll do it with a sense of confidence, because you will know that the people who truly matter are still behind you. 4. Laugh in the face of frustration. You know, the best medicine is a strong dose of laughter and learning to let go. You need to learn to live, laugh, love, let go when necessary if you're going to build your confidence. Sometimes things might not go as planned, and laughing or crying are the only two options left, because they are both instinctive human responses to frustration. Both are okay, but I guarantee you, laughing definitely feels better. And sometimes all you need is a little humor to lift your spirits and help you realize that things eventually work out the way they were meant to work out from the start. So even in your darkest moments, always endeavor to see the lighter side of the situation and crack a smile or laugh if you can, because if you do this, it will help you think positively and it will reawaken your confidence about all the possibilities that still exist ahead of you. I've also learned that laughing through your frustration has a way of wiring your subconscious to believe that everything will be figured out. So this is one of the most effective ways of instilling self-confidence from the inside out, learning to find the lighter side of every situation and teaching yourself to laugh in the face of frustration. Number 5, compliment others and make them smile. I don't know if you're familiar with the actress Blake Lively. She used to act in Gossip Girl, the shows we watched as teenagers. Anyways, one of the quotes she's most known for is, "The most beautiful thing you can wear is confidence." And she really exudes confidence in her acting, on the red carpet, wherever she is. Really, you look at Blake Lively and she looks attractive, she looks confident. And I had to tell you about an experiment that was conducted in 2016. So this teacher, she was called Miss Morgan, she conducted an experiment that she called Operation Extraordinary. And it was basically just a social experiment aimed to change people's opinions of themselves for the better. So she had her class come together, and the challenge was, initially at the start of the experiment, there were two doors. One was marked average, the other was marked extraordinary. So she told all her students, "Okay, today we have a simple exercise. You just have to walk through one door. If you feel like you are an average person, walk through that door that's labeled average. If you feel like you are an extraordinary person, walk through that door that's labeled extraordinary." It just so happened her whole class walked through that door that was marked average. And it was like, okay. And then she sat everyone down and told them about the experiment. It lasted a week. So she said, "For this whole week, your challenge is to give as many compliments to as many people as you can." So they should be genuine compliments. For example, if you think someone has a nice handwriting, write them a note and let them know. If you think someone looks really good, write them a note and let them know. If you think they smell good, they dress good, if you like how they participate in class, if you like how helpful they are, basically whatever you can think of, just, you know, keep giving compliments and we'll see what happens at the end of the week. And by the end of the week, the students had to walk through these doors again, average and extraordinary, and over 90% of the class walked through the door that was marked extraordinary. When they were asked why they did that, most of them said the compliments from their classmates had made them feel like, you know, they are not ordinary people, like they have something special about them that they were not realizing before, but the fact that other people had picked up on them made them feel special enough. And also, the experiment enabled them to realize there is always good in the world around me. There is good in the people around me. How do I bring out that good and make other people smile and help them feel better about themselves? And the more they made other people smile, the more they thought like they were special for having done something special for someone else. So the experiment concluded that genuine and timely compliments affect our own as well as other people's self-confidence. So endeavor to compliment others and make them smile, because the best part of life is not just surviving, but also thriving with passion, thriving with compassion, humor, generosity, and kindness. We can all use these tools to make this world a happier place. And in the process, you'll help other people around you smile, which will help you feel good about yourself and boost your self-confidence. And by looking for the best in others, this is basic human psychology. Whenever you look for the best in others, you bring out the best in yourself. I hope this has been helpful for you. And just to recap, the 5 simple ways I want you to take away from today that can help build your self-confidence. 1, take chances that make you feel uncomfortable. Step out of your comfort zone. 2, fail fast and fail often. Learn from your failures and let them lead you to your next success. 3, ignore what most people think of you. The most important opinion is the one that you have of yourself. 4, laugh in the face of frustration. Learn to let go. Live, love, and laugh. And then 5, last but not least, compliment others and make them smile. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Please let me know by sending back a message or by commenting below which one of the 5 you resonate the most with. You can also share some tactics that you use to boost your self-confidence that can help other people. And now, as I end today's episode, I just want to ask you a question I asked in the beginning. If you were able to attain an unshakable level of self-confidence, what would you do differently? Sending you love and light, signing out, Elizabeth Kasuja. Thank you.